smelled of wood smoke and trouble was on the rise. William was drinking and being weighed down by the skies. For the rain had been falling all day, washing his evil trail away. A man he'd been hunting 5 nights for stealing the love of his darling wife. It was 6 nights ago beneath the waning moon when a gunfight broke out just outside of Joseph's saloon. Oh, well, only a few shots went off before the sheriff he stepped in to stop these men from fulfilling their deed. The William he cried there on his knees, for Mary had been shot in the back as she turned to run from a bullet that was fired out of the drunkard's gun. And as William he rose for revenge, the sheriff he spoke of his evil sin. He hadn't been tried for no wrong, but William he knew he could not wait long. Around the jail, for it seems that the man who shot Mary escaped from his cell. So William he called for his steed, but now he was free to indulge his greed for the blood of the man named John Hill, a man that in time he was sure to kill. For the trail was warm heading west with the setting sun. William rode fast with a hand always held on his gun. After riding for 5 days and nights, finally a town it came into sight. To William its name was not known, hoping it was a place where the man had flown. As he tied up his horse, headed into the saloon, feeling so strongly a sense of impending doom. As he sat in the bar that day, a man in the corner he softly said, a stranger has entered my town. Well, he spoke of his name, William headed down. At bay, well, he held in his hand two pair aces and eights, he was almost there. The dealer he laid one more down, the ace of spades, and John Hill hit the ground. After traveling for days across this lonesome land, William shot John, fulfilling his dead man's hand. As John Hill's cards they fell to the floor, William stood watching from